Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. We're very happy to welcome in Ted Leonsis, founder, chairman, and CEO of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Ted, good morning. Thanks for taking the time to join us, and thanks for coming on video. We appreciate that.
Good to see you.
Yep.
Hello, Ted.
It's been too long, Ted. You came in studio with us when we were in Fairfax when I still had dark hair.
Yeah, we were. I tell people you were like the first podcasters, right? Back on AOL Sports, that had to be mid-90s.
Yeah, late 90s. Late 90s, we did. Yeah, I've got some blogs out there that I'm probably not that proud of at this point on AOL Sports.
Yeah, well, you were relevant then, still relevant. It's great. Thanks, by the way, for all the work you're doing with us on the network. I think it's been really, really great. Fans love you.
Of course, we're happy to do that. So, first, congrats on getting the deal done with Washington, D.C. and Mayor Bowser. You guys are going to be in the district now for up to 2050 to extend
that
deal.
The rest of my life.
For the rest of your life. So that's great news. But before that, the dalliance with Virginia, were you surprised at the political and public backlash regarding the potential move of the Caps and Wizards out of D.C. to the Alexandria site?
Yeah, I think I'm a businessman, and then we own sports teams, and we got caught into something beyond us that had nothing to do with business or sports. And so when the mayor really did a great job in sticking with it and basically saying, you should stay here and let's work as a partnership. And, you know, I'm only looking forward now. I really look at the 4 months that we were working in Virginia as a learning lesson, certainly for us. I hope everything works out great for the people in Alexandria and Potomac Yards and Virginia, but now we're looking at what do we do in downtown D.C., and we're starting to get very, very excited about the potential of how we can create a expanded entertainment center downtown, use Capital One Arena as kind of the anchor for that community. We can expand up outside, you know, around the building, work in partnership with some of the local real estate companies and restaurants, and, you know, just try to restart downtown D.C., which is one of the main drivers for the mayor and the city council and their agenda. We need to have a thriving downtown. We need to have people moving back into the community. We need people eating, dining, shopping downtown. And not only is that good for the whole city, it generates revenue. We generate tax dollars for the city, which it then can use for the rest of the city's benefit. So, you know, this was a very straightforward relationship, and, you know, we're moving forward together.
So it's early in the process, obviously, but when do you think you'll start seeing those updates and expansions to Capital One? And are there any certain must-haves for you and your group when it comes to amenities and upgrades to fan experiences when they come to events at Capital One Arena going forward?
Well, we have a plan that's being developed, and you know, it was also the plan in Virginia where we had to say fans and employees and players and the community at large. And then how do you take your available dollars and the land that's available and apply that in balance? And so we have a lot of work to do immediately for the players here at Capital One Arena. If you've been downstairs, you know how tight it is. And it's, you know, like any home that's 25, 30 years old, you outgrow it. And so we need better locker rooms, better training facilities downstairs. We need to accommodate the visiting teams in a much better way. It's kind of embarrassing that just trying to get into the loading dock, you can't drive down, you can't make U-turns. There's, you know, water all over the place in terms of bottled water and soda and beer. So we just need space. And what was really fortuitous for us was that the mall next door, it went bankrupt. Mm. It also went bankrupt while we were moving in and building the world's most advanced esports center. And, you know, that was very shattering to us. It's like, oh, geez, we weren't expecting to not have electricity. You know, how are we going to get connectivity here? But the city and a great real estate partner bought the building and is working with us. And we can take some space there, move a lot of the stuff that's kind of back of the house and open up so that we can build more space for the players and their families downstairs and also the media. You know, we were rated the worst media center in the league, right? So that just happens over time. It's because the buildings get older. And, you know, while we were making hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of investments, it's hard to take that infrastructure and expand it. So, you know, we have that opportunity. For fans, you know, you just look at the data over the last 25 years and people want to be closer to the action. They want to have better sight lines. I mean, that's just a fact. You look upstairs at just about every NBA arena and people want to be closer. They don't want to sit way, way upstairs. So we have to find ways to reconfigure the seating. That's going to be hard. I'd like to be able to open up some of the hallways and the ways for people to get in and out of the building. We measure, you know, by the second how long it takes people to get into the building. We have to have easier ways to get in and out of the building. Safety and security is very, very important to us. Mm-hmm. Being able to build new infrastructure for higher speed technology. And, you know, one of the challenges we're all facing is our business is very, very reliant on having lots of teams and basketball tournaments, but we need to have concerts and shows. And the shows are now, you know, instead of two trucks, they're five trucks. They have lots and lots of video equipment that they're bringing in. And we need to find ways to be able to accommodate those acts. They're very, very demanding. And we're having really, really great success with booking these acts, but they want more space. So, you know, we'll work together for the players, for the fans, for our employees, just to make sure that the money that we're spending, and it'll be a sizable investment, the top of what we've also invested. And it's very much like what's happened in Madison Square Garden. It's just happened in Philadelphia. I know that Utah is going to have to do similar kinds of work on their building to accommodate both hockey and basketball and events and shows. It's a real challenge to do it in a very small footprint. And so we've expanded the footprint. We have the resources and the willpower, but it's going to take probably 4 years. And, you know, we have to fly the plane. We have to keep playing the games. So we'll be doing it during the summers.
Ted, obviously Caitlin Clark was one of the biggest draws in sports. Okay. And she'll be in the WNBA next year. Draft, I think is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indiana Fever will draft her number one overall. And I'm sure you've talked about this and thought about this. So when she is in Indiana plays here, instead of playing in the entertainment sports arena when they play the Mystics, is that a game that could possibly be moved to Cap One? Because she's going to be a big draw. I mean, I don't know if she'll sell out Cap One, but she was selling out all these other arenas and 20 million people were watching her play. So is that something you guys have thought about?
Well, you know, I hope this doesn't sound like I told you so, but, you know, we believe in women's sports. I sat next to Herb Simon, who owns the Indiana team, yesterday, and we're amongst or maybe the longest tenured WNBA owners and most committed. We also participated in an investment at the WNBA league level. So we own a piece of women's basketball by owning an NBA team. We own a WNBA team, and we made an investment. So obviously we believe, and I've been saying that it's right size for most games at ESA. In our new arrangement, we will manage ESA, and we have to make investments there. We have to expand if we can to get more seats there. I'll remind everyone that when we moved into ESA, we won the WNBA championship because it had this great, great environment. But the growth of women's sports and the growth of women's basketball, it's the growth stock in all of sports. You know, I was with Jimmy Pitaro at ESPN. Bob Iger has mentioned this to us, that women's sports is incredibly important to all of the media companies. There's more women than men. They make lots of the buying decisions. They're very, very important to bring young women into professional sports and into college sports and high school sports. And when you see something electric happen, these NCAA games, I think, were a pivotal moment for the league. I don't think it'll be just a flash in the pan. And yeah, we have in our agreement now that we can play four games at that Capital One Arena for the WNBA. And our decision, our call, if you will, because we're managing the ticket sales and the operations at both operations there. And then we can play all of our playoff games should that be needed. And now we're in the process of a rebuild for the Mystics, as we are a process of a huge rebuild at the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I thought we were also in a little bit of a rebuild, and it would be hard to make the playoffs for the Caps. And obviously it still is. We have four more games. But, you know, playoffs really, really ignite the passion of the fan base. And so if we can make the playoffs with the Mystics, we would play at Capital One Arena.
Talking to Ted Leonsis, became the owner of the Caps way back in 1999, officially took over the Wizards Mystics in 2010. I did kind of want to dive into the Wizards thing, because I think you tweeted out a couple weeks ago about the fans and 90% of them renewing their tickets for the Wizards. And I'm wondering if you thought it was going to be this painful. You made the decision to go the rebuild route, and you brought in some great people to do it, who've done it before in different places like Oklahoma City. But 15 wins, it's tough as a fan sometimes to see loss after loss. Did you think it was going to be this painful?
Well, we're at 80% renewals, not 90% okay. with the Wizards and 90% with the Caps.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've done it before. It's a big, big decision to basically say we don't want to have 30 to 40 wins a year, which is where we were. And the main issue, obviously, there is you draft in the middle. And if you do that for a long, long time, you're kind of stuck in the middle. And so, you know, I did that totally with the Capitals. Seems like a lifetime ago, where we traded all of our best players. That was very painful. And we got high draft picks. That's how we got Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom and the like. And so we rebuilt that team, and we were, I think, one of the top three or four teams for 15 years in the NHL. We won a Stanley Cup and third most playoff appearances. So, I mean, it paid off, but it was really painful to rebuild. And, you know, Chicago did the same thing. Pittsburgh did the same thing. The formula can work, but getting there is really, really painful. I think Pittsburgh had the worst attendance in the league. You look in basketball, obviously, up the road, trust the process. They were bad for a long, long time, you know, but they got Joel Embiid. And he's a generational player, and that's great. They haven't won a championship yet, but the fans, you know, they weren't coming to games. It was painful. Now they have the best attendance, one of the best attendance in the league. So I knew what I was getting into. I knew the criticism, too, that we would get. I'll say that our fans, though, have been happy that the players are playing hard. They're really, really trying. Even, you know, yesterday's game or tonight's ago's game, it's all a blur now against Minnesota. Mm. We didn't have any of our players, right? Everyone was hurt, and we had a great first half. We're playing really, really hard. We're hitting lots of threes. We're playing the right way, you know, but we just don't have enough to get there. So that was a loss. Minnesota's a great team. We were very, very competitive, and the fans liked what they were seeing. And so we have a lot of work still to do. We hopefully will get a high pick this year. There's still the weighted ping pong balls. So, you know, we could win the lottery. We could we can drop down 1, 2, 3, 4 slots, and we'll get a higher pick than we've been getting. And, you know, we want to just incrementally improve. And in basketball, it's a stars league, and we have to hope that we can draft well. And then when we're good enough, we'll have managed the cap, and we can bring in the free agent, or we can have enough young assets that we can make trades to bring somebody back in. And let's not forget that Oklahoma City's best player wasn't drafted.
Sure.
He came over in a trade with the Clippers, and the Clippers flipped a couple of stars and ended up with a great young player that the Clippers had drafted. And so, you know, it's going to be a hard process. We're going to be very transparent in it. And, you know, I think the fans understand what we're going through, but they're enjoying the ride. And, you know, we'll see if it works. There's no guarantee, by the way. There's teams that rebuild, don't make the playoffs for a long, long time. I hope that's not us.
Oh, we know it, Ted. You know, we had Chris Weber on the show.
Ted made the playoffs in a decade.
Ted, we had Chris Weber on the show yesterday. And, you know, that's kind of when we started doing the TV show, which led to the radio show. And back then we were all fans, and we thought, C. Webb, Juwan Howard, Rasheed Wallace, this team's going to be unbelievable. And it didn't quite happen.
Yeah, well, that wasn't my era. So
that was prior to you.
Yeah. Then, and, but I wouldn't have traded Chris Webber.
Smart. Ted, let's touch on the Caps. Seems like the hiring of Coach Carberry for the Caps has been a home run. He's got the team in the playoff hunt with just 4 games remaining. He's found a way to blend the younger talent in with the veteran core. Chucky Lindgren's been an awesome story as well. The future seems bright for the Caps with Coach Carberry at the helm.
Yeah, he's the youngest coach in the league, and I'm really proud of him. He's very, very positive. He's connected with the players, and this was an unexpected year, right? That when Nick pulled up and really struggling, that was a difficult moment for us. I mean, the trade deadline, we move Kuznetsov, and TJ Oshie's been in and out of the lineup a lot. It's been a tough go for us. Yet here we are with 4 games left. You know, we could qualify for the playoffs, and trust me, everyone wants to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, tonight's a really, really important game for us. And what it shows me is that our organizational excellence, we shouldn't undersell our Hershey affiliate and the work we've done in Hershey. We still have the best practice facility and training facility in Ballston, Virginia. Very creative work there, being on the rooftop of a building and of a parking lot. And we had, the expansion opportunities to do lots of interesting things there for the team. And Hershey's been great. Hershey had one of the best years last year, obviously won the Calder Trophy. It was very analogous to a lot of our players having won the Calder Cup and then coming up to the Caps. And so that organizational line of excellence and our training and the play calling and the way we rest and, what the playbook is, when the young kids come into the lineup, they're not focused on anything but, executing and filling in that position, next man up. So I give a lot of credit to the whole organization. And Spencer's just been a joy to behold for us. If we make the playoffs, he should be in the consideration for Coach of the Year.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, Ted, we appreciate the time. It's been too long. We'll have to have you on again soon.
I'll come on a lot.
Okay, perfect.
It's new day, new way. Love to be on the show.
Hey, come in studio. We're just a couple blocks from Nats Park. We're not that far away.
I understand, and we hope to see you in our new studios, too.
That'd be cool.
Definitely. All right, Ted Leontsis, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Ted Leontsis, founder, chairman, and CEO of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. And look, it's his network. He's welcome to come on whenever he wants. Basically, he's got carte blanche.
It's a good point, Cakes.
Yep. If you want to weigh in on Ted's interview, you're welcome to do that at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll be right back. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
End of this segment, you greedy prize pigs can get your hands on a pair of tickets to go see WWE Friday Night SmackDown versus WWE Raw at Capital One Arena. So keep listening. At the end of this segment, give you a chance to win. But we did promise we would take some phone calls on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We have been remiss in our duties.
What are some of the
taking
topics?
Taking phone calls.
Well, obviously, huge game tonight. I just put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and it's simple. Do the Capitals avenge their recent 6-2 loss to the Sabres and win in Buffalo tonight?
I certainly hope so. Certainly hope that's the case.
Little optimism early on the poll, but it's only been up for
clearly
seconds.
Your biggest sports story of the day is Caps Sabres.
We're also
Masters pales in comparison.
We're also exactly 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. So we've been talking about it, and there is some fatigue about what are they going to do at the top of the draft. But we really should dive more into what they're going to do in the second round, third round, and beyond.
Absolutely.
They got to fill up this roster. And look, you won't really be able to give a real grade to Adam Peters until two or three years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But we will grade the draft and what they do.
So much grading, especially like the day after, a week after, after training camp.
And I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be very interesting on the radio for the reaction if they did something that is unexpected.
Right. Yeah.
So if they drafted J.J. McCarthy, for example.
If they
the place will be going
if they
crazy.
Draft J.J. McCarthy, I'm going to steal EB's back padding machine and do some back padding. Because I still think that there's a possibility.
But is that your prediction? See, you're doing the EB. You can't do back padding unless it's your actual prediction.
My prediction
that's,
is...
That's an EB special. You're covering your ass on
stealing
like
his bet.
Multiple things.
I still think Jaden Daniels, but wouldn't be shocked if it was J.J. McCarthy. I'm trying to cover all my bases,
yeah,
JP.
You can't do back padding for that.
That's what I'm trying to do over here.
That's like Bickle. He likes Penix. He likes McCarthy. He likes Jaden Daniels.
All right, let's go to the phones. Somebody else that EB likes is Morgan Wallen, and I believe D. Woods wants to talk about him. What's up, D?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
What's up, man?
What's up, D?
If I hear Jaden Daniels' name one more time, I'm going to blow my brains out. I'm sick of it. I mean, come
hey,
on,
two more weeks of it, my man.
Maldives, enough of the Jaden Daniels talk. It's enough. We're going to pick him at number two. We're good. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, you keep thinking that.
Yes, no, man. Huh?
Okay, the yes, ahead. No, men, yes, they're no still men. In business.
You've gotten my Valdez's attention.
Yes. All right. So, yes, no, men. Morgan Wallen, good guy, bad guy. Yes or no?
Ooh, my initial vibe is bad guy. I think bad guy.
Yeah, I would say no.
Yeah, we're no on Morgan Wallen.
Let's see. What is he known for? He's known for racial bombs, and being a drunk, kind of a bad guy.
Doesn't seem like a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a terrible human being. So I had this argument the other day. I was at a bar, by the way, taking a few back.
Right.
And
did you throw your chair?
Yeah. Guess what? No, guess what? I said I've never been drunk at throwing a chair. Never, never. It never crossed my mind to throw a chair off the 6th floor balcony. But Morgan Wallen is a bad guy. I don't like him.
I don't think anybody's
a lot of people agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? But I'll say this. But a lot of people, I mean, Bickle would probably agree with you, but he loves his music, so he doesn't really care what kind of person he is.
Come on. Bickle wears a red hat all the time. And so like,
well, but look, was Michael Jackson a good guy? Was Michael D. Woods, was Michael Jackson a good guy?
Michael Jackson was evil. He was one of the worst people on the planet.
Human being, yes.
Yeah. But you loved it. You loved his music. Don't tell me you
don't act like you didn't try and moonwalk.
But D, what do you? What do you
Michael
make
Jackson, R. Kelly. I don't listen to their music.
Yeah, right.
But
sure.
D, what do you make of Valdez's stance? Like, Valdez doesn't want Morgan Wallen to get better. He doesn't want to get off the sauce because that's what fuels his music.
Listen. I'm hip to Valdez, by the way. Valdez is all about content. He doesn't really mean that.
I actually want him to be a worse human being. He would make better music if he threw the jukebox off the rooftop.
By the way, you couldn't throw a chair from the bar that you go to. I met up with you at your spot. What's the name of your local spot where you basically have a chair? You're there every day.
Hold on. Is he the norm?
He's the norm
of his bar. Yeah. I don't know if he gets that reference.
He's Black Norm.
What's the name of it? Is it just the market or something like that?
The food market in Columbia. I have a chair there. Yeah.
See? He's Norm.
Wow, that's big time.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
I hope Morgan Wallen dumps hot soup on a waiter's head.
By the way, undersold, Valdez went to Bad Bunny the second year in a row.
Yeah, he loves Bad Bunny.
When was that?
Tuesday night.
Oh, is it just your crew? Because I remember last year you talking about Bad Bunny, and you're like, I didn't know one word he said.
I still didn't know one word.
But he's a great entertainer. Yeah,
Wacky Jackie, my best friend's wife, is Costa Rican, and she loves Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
And I'm not going to get tickets and then just send them there without going.
Right.
I think that's not cool. So, went with them second year in a row.
You accompanied them. Very good. All right, let's go to Mike in Rockville. Wants to talk Masters. What's up, Mike? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate y'all.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
By the way, it looks like the first tee time now is going to be 10:30, so another hour.
Yeah. Honorary tee time.
Give
10:10.
A quick shout out to my... I met this kid. His name is Jake Knapp. He's doing his first Masters this year, and He grew up with my nephew out in Newport Beach. And
oh, wow.
He kind of had a slow career starting. He's 29 or so. I think he played UCLA, USC, but he did the Canadian
UCLA, yep.
tour a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had some injuries. He had some injuries. It took him a while to get back from. Yep.
Cakes will be taking a Jake Knapp at about 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's a good one, JP. Jake Knapp,
I think he won the Mexican. He won something in Mexico. That's how he got into the Masters.
Correct. You are correct.
That's one. Quick shout out. Thanks again, guys.
Sure.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank All right,
you.
Bro.
He was on message.
Yeah,
his message is shout out to Jake
understood.
Knapp.
Understood. He wanted to get his message out there. He needed to get it across. Don't sleep on Jake Knapp.
On Jake Knapp. But they're on the range right now, and it's not raining. Kind of surprised.
They definitely have the sub-air system humming right now, trying to get the course
back. Actually, you know what?
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Actually, you know what? That's wrong.
All over Augusta, they have underground sub-air systems.
Oh, they've got one of the best drainage systems in the world. Yeah.
that dries everything out. Think of like a big hair dryer.
Yeah.
Not hair. Like that you, after you wash your hands, there's blow dryers.
Mm-hmm, sure.
They have like the biggest one under the ground at Augusta.
I hate those, by the way. I want to save some trees, sure, but I'd rather dry my hands with a paper towel than have whatever's left on my hands blown all over the bathroom with the high power dryer.
Did you? And I found this out today. Did you know that Augusta has speakers in the trees?
I did not know that.
Hmm. And they're only visible to the players, so the fans, so
aware.
The patrons can't see them. But the speakers in the trees pump the bird
the
noises
man,
while you're playing.
That's news to me.
Also, there's a conspiracy theory out there that someone at Augusta killed all the squirrels.
Because
how are there no squirrels on that property?
Okay.
How do you kill
you know
all
what?
Squirrels?
You don't
I don't know.
About Augusta than most of the members. I would posit.
It's impossible to kill all the squirrels.
That's what I say. But think about
there's
it.
There's too
have
many
ever
of
seen,
them. Impossible.
Have you ever seen a squirrel on Augusta?
No, but I've never seen a squirrel run across the
You've seen squirrels a billion times in golf tournaments.
I can't remember the last time I saw. I mean, the cameras don't catch them. I mean, why would a camera catch a squirrel? Why would they care about a squirrel?
Tells me one thing. Valdez pays way too much attention to the Masters.
I guarantee you there's squirrels.
$5 if you can find a squirrel on coverage
now you're
today.
Incentive to watch.
Well, I'm not saying you'll see it on camera, but there's got to be squirrels on the premises. Oh, by the way, I was wrong. They're not on the range. That was Tuesday. I'm looking at Tuesday footage.
You're way behind.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown versus WWE Raw Friday, August 23rd at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Monumental Sports. The weather this time of year, you hear that, Jason? The weather, which you love, can be as unpredictable as ever. So be ready no matter the temperature with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and assure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. So call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Before this show is done, this show that should qualify for all the Marconi Awards, just send it straight to the Radio Hall of Fame. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Wizards Fan Appreciation Night. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the Masters is about to tee off, I'll just say soon, because I don't know where exactly,
roughly 45
exactly
minutes.
When it starts. But I know that they love to trot out all the old codgers for the ceremonial first tee shot. Who will be taking the tee today, Valdez?
Oh, for the ceremony, the honorary
Watson.
Watson
player,
Gary Player,
Jack Nicklaus.
Mm. Gary Player is definitely going to do a kick after he hits
the ball.
He
always does the kick.
Doesn't he brag about doing like a billion sit-ups every day?
Yes, he's the fittest old guy in the world.
He's like an amazing.
All right, so Valdez, I am watching up to date footage of the range, Masters on the range. Watson is hitting some balls. It is not raining now.
Yeah, there's a live look on the Golf Channel.
I'm surprised.
I wonder how windy it is.
Looks like it might be a little windy, a little gusty.
I sensed you almost a little bitter that Gary Player does his bit. He's 88.
Not at all. I'm not upset. I don't have a problem at Gary Player. If he
what did you say?
It was more like Valdez. Like it's like he's tired of it. Like it's an act.
He's living to 88 because he's doing all of his spin kicks and his crunches and probably planks. I mean, I don't know what his workout regimen is. I'm guessing it involves some of those things. Good for him. Hope he lives till he's 108. I mean, that might be a stretch, but
he's cruising along, man.
There's a text that came in that said there are no squirrels or chipmunks at Augusta.
How's that possible?
He says I literally went into the woods on Monday to try and find them. Birds, yes.
So they've been eradicated. I think they have
rednecks that shoot them.
Do they ban Glenn Hardesty from attending?
Yeah, Glenn's not allowed on the premises.
But yeah, but you can't. There's too many squirrels in the world. No, you can't kill them all.
Here's what Valdez, he's trying to get us to believe that people who run, who own the golf course, the members, and Fred Ridley and everybody, they've gotten together like a group of hillbillies, to use EB's word, to go out onto the grounds and just hunt down all the squirrels that they see. And shoot them on sight.
Yeah, probably put peanut butter in a trap. Keep them there.
I don't believe it.
I don't know.
I don't believe it.
I was just screaming at Valdez during the break.
This is from the Washington Post, though. 2016, Thomas Boswell wrote, quote, "There are no birds, squirrels, insects, or any other living creatures indigenous to planet Earth at the Masters. Nowhere on the property."
Impossible.
There must be some somewhere. But the Post, Dave Shine and I made a multi-day quest for a single bird sighting. So far, none. Those bird calls that you sometimes hear on the Masters broadcast, the source remains undiscovered.
Well, that's well known, is that the bird sounds are piped in. But the squirrel thing was a revelation to me.
No insects.
And Drab's pissing me off, too.
No birds, no insects. I just don't believe that.
This is what I was yelling about. These Augusta guys. Yeah. Like, I like the Masters as a casual
Augusta
sportsman.
Augusta bros.
Yeah. The tidbits that they take down their pants and start touching themselves about. It's just like, the subfloor system. They got speakers that only the players can see. I mean, they say stuff that doesn't even make sense. There's no insects on the entire course.
Hey, Brooks Koepka said that they have speakers that only the players see. And Drab knows more about Augusta than Brooks Koepka all of a sudden.
The reverence that they hold
Augusta. You guys are bitter at each other.
Known liar.
It is absurd.
All I know is anybody who thinks there's no squirrels or birds at Augusta, you are clueless. You're a clueless person.
Well, color me clueless.
Well, I think you are. You know how many squirrels there are in the country? I bet you there's 3 or 4 billion. And you're telling me there's not one on Augusta?
That's what he's telling you. I'm not telling you that.
Do you believe it?
Of course I don't believe it.
Oh, you don't believe it?
I don't believe that there are no birds on the property either. What are they going to put it?
Was there a big net
they
over there?
A dome over top of Augusta and all the airspace?
Yeah, it's a bubble.
And is birds aren't
a big invisible net?
I'm calling all of the shenanigans on that.
Shenanigans.
Jason, there's approximately 2 billion squirrels in the United States.
2 billion. First of all, there's no way you know exactly how there's more than 2 billion. 100%.
It's a light count.
Yes, there's more than 2 billion. But the fact that anybody thinks let's just say there are 2 billion, but there's not one at Augusta.
They poisoned all the acorns.
Yeah. Maybe they don't have any acorns.
You have a story about the acorns at Augusta too?
Where's JP Finley? JP Finley's been on the property.
Can you rattle off
He was there yesterday.
Can you rattle off all of the hole names in order, Valdez?
Number one, Tea Olive. Number two, actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
Flowering Crab Apple. I think that's number three.
Okay.
Golden Bell is the infamous par three. I think you finish on Holly.
I know that 10 is Camellia. I learned that.
Yes, Camellia.
Yesterday.
Magnolia.
You know who I'm going to text on the squirrels and birds? Steve Sands.
Yeah. Tell him to send you back a picture of a squirrel on the property to debunk Valdez's theory that there's some sort of posse going down and hunting all.
I don't know if there's some redneck posse or anything like that. I just know that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
By people in the know.
I'm
relaying the information, and I guess I'm a gullible person because I believe it. If they've been there and they tell me something, I believe it.
It's been written about. It's not an absurd notion. It's been written about. I'm curious.
I think it's absurd.
For both Jason and Valdez, who are very invested in the Masters, give me your best headline after today and your worst possible headline.
Best headline is squirrels attack caddy on first tee.
That is a great headline.
That's the best. Yeah. That's the headline of the day.
Yeah.
Yours has to be Tiger related, right? Like Tiger storms out to a lead.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but Tiger's not going to tee off
in a big money pool.
Yeah, but he's not going to tee off till 3:30, right?
Okay, I just said best possible headline.
Well, Tiger's obviously going to be the headline. If Tiger's playing well, makes the cut, that's a headline.
You want a bunch of big dogs in the top 10. You don't want a nubby mess.
So your worst possible headline
is Jake Knapp leader after round one. That would be the worst.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that.
Denny McCarthy, leader at the Masters.
No, that'd be cool. McCarthy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's the good.
That's
headline.
A good. That's
okay,
the good.
Good. Good. Got it.
Yeah.
Denny McCarthy avenges loss.
JP
at Valero.
Finley is joining
Finley.
Us in studio.
What's up, boys?
What's up,
we're
JP?
Having another very learned discussion.
Oh yeah.
This time about the Masters.
You just came into the think tank, JP.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
And there's a debate on whether there are any squirrels
or birds
at the Masters.
So, Mr. Valdez.
I don't know anything about the birds. I just know that there's no squirrels.
Someone told him there's no
squirrels. He was there just yesterday.
I know. Someone told him there's no squirrels. Now, you got to remember.
I'm trying to think if I saw a squirrel.
There's a billion. You weren't. You
when do you
look
for
it.
Squirrels? You know what I mean?
Did you see a bird?
I did see a bird. Just I remember, like, does he always say they pipe in the bird noises? Mm-hmm. I physically saw a bird because I made a note of that.
Okay, you saw a bird. All right.
I didn't think to check for squirrels.
Right.
But, dude,
insects. The article
flies,
said
mosquitoes,
insects or
ladybugs.
But there's no way they allow mosquitoes there. I don't know how they can stop them, but they're not there.
They've got mosquito gel.
All right, well, they can spray course.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing about squirrels. I mean, if there's, I don't know how many people are in the gallery at Augusta. All right, squirrels aren't going to come near people,
yeah,
so you're not going to see squirrels running around the fairways when there's a billion people there.
Like,
I guarantee you they're in the trees.
There are some heavily wooded areas, like between 10 and 18.
Yeah, there's
if you're on
there.
The right side of 18,
uh-huh.
It's like pretty dense woods that I didn't really walk in, but I guess you could, and maybe you'd see a squirrel.
Yeah, I guarantee you see at least one.
I can't believe this is the topic of conversation.
Hey,
of course you can believe
closing
it.
Closing segment.
Yeah.
Who you got action on?
Oh, I got so many.
Guys. I bet. I want to see that ledger.
Yeah. I put so many head-to-heads
in. He has so many
in.
Notebooks filled with who he's betting on. He's very old school. That
I put
way.
A bunch of top five finishes, top 10 finishes. I'm a degenerate.
Was this your first time at Augusta?
No.
Oh.
I've been a bunch.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, big flex, time. Big flex.
It's the best. It's the best place on earth.
All right,
you're so lucky.
We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to the Wizards this Friday when they take on the Chicago Bulls at 7 p.m. It's Fan Appreciation Night presented by Michelob Ultra. All fans will take home a free City Edition themed T-shirt. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of the Washington Wizards. Thank you again to Ted Leonsis for coming on the show today. It's much appreciated. We got to go. JP Finley and B. Mitch next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.